This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The sound of fireworks on the 4th of July or any time. Some people hate that sound, but the fireworks of a different sort, sadly, have emerged across the country in yet another form. We will be watching the eye candy in the sky, hopefully, many of us and many of you listening to this show. But the fireworks I'm referring to is so much of what's happening in this country, including the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade. Many, many people applauded it, were waiting for it, and feel like it was a long time coming, while others are protesting, and it's once again right down the middle of the country of that line that we keep seeing that polarizes so many people. And there has been friendly fire, rapid fire, all kinds of reaction to what happened on Friday. And the president called on Congress to restore Roe v. Wade abortion protections as federal law. He said this is not over. He urged on Friday when that happened that this should be handled through legislation. He slammed the high court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade, which protected a woman's right to choose and her right to make intensely, as he said, personal decisions with her doctor, free from interference of politics. The president also said Roe v. Wade was a correct decision on a complex matter through a careful balance between a woman's right to choose. And the Supreme Court, again, overturning Roe v. Wade, landmark opinion, and it's one that will now go back to this, what happens in the states. And it's centered on a Mississippi law banning abortions after 15 weeks, because that's what a lot of people are asking. Well, what was the case? And it came in the court's opinion in Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization, which centered on a Mississippi law that banned abortion. Like I said, after 15 weeks of pregnancy, the state of Mississippi asked the Supreme Court to strike down a lower court ruling that stopped the 15-week abortion ban from taking place. So what Justice Alito wrote in the court's opinion, "We end this opinion where we began. Abortion presents a profound moral question. The Constitution does not prohibit the citizens of each state from regulating or prohibiting abortion. Roe and Casey arrogated that authority. We now overrule those decisions and return that authority to the people and their elected representatives," which then means this, that bounce back to the states, which makes sense with the Mississippi challenge. Chief Justice John Roberts agreed that the viability line never made any sense, but said he would have taken a more measured course with the case rather than overturn Roe v. Wade altogether. He said he would have continued to recognize a right to get an abortion and that the right should extend far enough to ensure a reasonable opportunity to choose, but need not extend any further. So the court's majority took a much firmer stance against Roe v. Wade and the subsequent case, Planned Parenthood versus Casey, saying that Roe and Casey have to be overruled. They countered the Roberts concurrence by claiming, I'm giving you all the meat here, that such an approach would only put off the day when we'd be forced to confront the question we now decide. So the court's opinion recognized that the 14th Amendment's Due Process Clause has been found to guarantee certain rights that are not spelled out in the Constitution, but those rights are rooted in history and tradition. Abortion, the court said, does not fall within this category, such as a right was entirely unknown in American law until the 20th century. So, there you go. And Alito referenced the dissenting opinion from Justices Stephen Breyer, Elena Kagan, and Sonia Sotomayor, stating that it is very candid that it cannot show that a constitutional right to abortion has any foundation, let alone, again, that word, deeply rooted one in our nation's history and tradition. And so now this is something that has been taken up in the streets, in public opinion polls, and ultimately what's going to happen in individual states, because clearly that's what now has happened in this being overturned, and what was what I just read to you, which was said, of where this now goes. And now what happens moving forward. What the dissent is saying is accusing the majority of ignoring a woman's interest in making decisions about childbearing for herself. Here's the quote. It says that from the very moment of fertilization, a woman has no rights to speak of. A state can force her to bring a pregnancy to term, even at the steepest personal and familial costs, is what was the dissent. The dissent claimed that the court's ruling jeopardizes other rights, such as the rights to contraception and same-sex marriage. So all of that. So what's happening now, these trigger laws in a lot of states will kick in or have kicked in the event that Roe was overturned, and that would restrict the access to abortion. Georgia, Iowa, Ohio, South Carolina all have laws banning abortions after the six-week mark, which would have been ruled unconstitutional but would likely be revisited if Roe was overturned. So there you go. New York passed a bill in 2018 to codify Roe, and other blue states are expected to follow suit after that ruling on Friday. And like I said, public opinion is interesting, that despite more than 6 in 10 registered voters thought the court should uphold Roe, the majority of Americans are in favor of some sort of restrictions on abortion. So I'll say that again. Public opinion polls, we've got a ton of them, have shown that more than 6 in 10 people who are registered to vote thought the court should have upholded it, right? The majority of Americans in favor of some restrictions. Americans were asked in a recent Fox News poll about how they would feel if a law banning abortions after 15 weeks were passed in their state. Just over half of the voters favored it, 54%. 41 opposed. So that's just the overall basic meat of what that means. And now it's become a flamethrower, just like a man with a flamethrower apparently attacked an officer in a Roe protest. And let's hope that this doesn't lead to lots of violence like that. This 30-year-old was arrested and now faces attempted murder charges after attacking a police officer in L.A. with a torch, sending that officer to the hospital with burn injuries. Wow.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Ishmael Chamsuddin joins us now, and Ishmael is in Beirut, and he's written an interesting book really looking at data and using it for a specific purpose, construction of random signals from their higher order moments, a signal processing approach to the moment problem. And so when you think about this, this was something that he did for a thesis. And when you think about what that means and you think about signal processing, which is about extracting information, as he said, from observations. And so what does that mean when you look at that information specifically? So, Ishmael, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you.
So tell me about the book. I mentioned it was your thesis. What did you set out to do in this book?
It's about probability theory, the problem of getting of conclusions from the data and generalized, though it's treated in terms of probability theory. What we construct is a probability law. We can learn about the data we are observing and generalizing and extrapolating the observed data to a great, bigger extent to many situations which are not predicted. It is used for predicting and analyzing data and making computations. There are explicit formula for making extrapolation and interpolation of data to for the purpose of using this data in whatever the reader wants. There are explicit formulas and an algorithm and more algorithms for treating for extracting the information.
So you can use this book to learn those formulas to get the information, as you said, that you want in anything, right?
Yes.
which is very powerful. So you think about observations, which could be, and you say this in the book, which can be anything measurable in the physical sense. And then you say, however, it's important to remember to note that an observation may be in itself a signal processing task and therefore can be classified as information. And so that's important to remember that. Was when you delved into this, what was it like for you writing the book and finding out all this information?
It's the theory and treated in the book, attacked in the book, allow for the construction of very specific shapes of signals which can use to communicate and are robust to noise and interference. We can communicate data by sending the moment which are less, which offer less load and bandwidth. We can communicate with the other party using signals with specific, very specific shapes and complicated shapes, which are robust to interference and noise. It facilitates the detection of signals and facilitates the communication between two parties remotely connected.
Yep, so to look at it mathematically speaking, we're speaking with Ismail Khamsuddin. His book is Construction of Random Signals from Their Higher Order Moments, a Signal Processing Approach to the Moment Problem. When people read your book, what do you hope they take away?
They take away applications, the problem of estimating a probability law is a universal problem in that almost every subject in signal processing can be cast into the terms of this approach. We can express any problem in signal processing, almost any problem, in terms of estimating a probability law governing the observations. So a reader will have methods of extrapolation and interpolation of data and prediction and drawing conclusions from the probability law.
Yep, and boy, what a valuable resource that would be for so many people. Imagine the lack of miscommunication if you could do that. Ismail Khamsuddin, thank you for coming on. You can get his book that I've mentioned several times on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Thank you.
All right, so, you know, it's interesting in talking to him, his degrees in engineering and what does that mean when you think of the signal processing approach, as we said, and what does that mean in the communication sense? And in looking at that, boy, I didn't realize if you look at how complex that is and then what that does. It's kind of that concept for using that same formation in using that in the human mind, and trying to figure that out was very, very interesting to me. You could go to momentproblem.blogspot.com to find out more about that in an understanding of what does all that mean. All right, speaking of understanding, I got to hit you up with a couple of things here. Of course, all the focus is on the overturned Supreme Court ruling Roe v. Wade. We'll talk more about that throughout the week. Also, over the weekend, we're getting ready for a big holiday week. More than 700 flights were canceled. You can't throw up your hands and say, oh, this is terrible. You all know it is terrible, but you all know when you travel, you are gambling. You are standing at the big old craps table, a different craps table than the stock one, by the way, where the pairs are over there, where you're just trying to make a decision. So you have to have a backup plan. I've said this already, but whatever the backup plan is, have something in your back pocket. You know what you're going to do if the flight gets completely canceled and they can't re-rack you. What if it's a day? What if it's 2 days? You know, what happens next? What happens next for Colorado is a big parade. The Colorado Avalanche in the world of hockey hoisting Lord Stanley. They defeated the Tampa Bay Lightning 2-1 game 6 to win the first Stanley Cup since 2001 on Sunday night. How about that? It's the third overall Stanley Cup for
Colorado. The Lightning, by the way, won the last two Stanley Cups in 2020 and 2021. I know a little bit about the whole Stanley Cup thing. My uncle played for the Philadelphia Flyers and won two Stanley Cups. And I was just a kid, just a little girl, but it was such a big deal. To win a championship in any sport, to be the best of the best and focus and do what you have to do to get there, no matter what the era, really, it takes a lot of grit, focus, etc. And the competition is fierce, and the Lightning put up some really, really big obstacles the best they could, but the Colorado Avalanche, they were such fast skaters, they controlled the momentum. I think that was the big difference. I'm now hearing of different gator attacks, and a lot of people are talking about this one that happened in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. A person was killed by an alligator. The alligator actually took hold of them near the end of a retention pond. This happened on Friday, and this was at the Myrtle Beach Golf and Yacht Club. The gator returned to the retention pond. The victim's body was recovered, and the alligator was removed and euthanized. They said the gator was about 11 feet long. I looked into this further, like, wow, how does this happen? And apparently, there's these two ponds that are near each other, and the gators, as common knowledge, they go back and forth between the two ponds. They walk between the ponds. South Carolina is, of course, home to alligators that live across the state's coastal marshlands. There's plenty of them. I mean, what a tragic thing to happen, though. Just even processing the things that you've heard about gators, it's one thing, somebody's in the water, something happened, but where they're just walking from there where they live, and then suddenly they're dragged away, and then they get this gator. It was apparently, like I said, 11 feet long, pretty big gator, and I know people are talking about that certainly there, and it made a lot of noise over the weekend because it's an unusual thing, right? So there were people that were like me that were like, how does that happen? And what I understood talking to somebody who lived in that area is those two ponds, and that was a route that they went back and forth between the two retention ponds, and that was kind of a known thing. And so the person was obviously in the wrong place at the wrong time, and the gator was there. And people, I think, sometimes forget, you know, gators can move incredibly fast. That's why they say, and I don't know what happened in this particular attack, but that's why they always say zigzag, zigzag, zigzag as much as you can. Quick reminder, 24/7, I always say this, you can hit me up with any of your thoughts on the show, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden and other world leaders are in Germany for the G7 summit. The president saying the G7 countries are going to refrain from importing gold from Russia. Biden saying the decision will put a dent in Russia's exportation of gold, which amounts to billions of dollars every year. An official G7 statement on the matter is expected sometime Tuesday. Two people are under arrest for property destruction at the Supreme Court, where protests have turned violent in the wake of the decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. U.S. Capitol Police saying the pair allegedly threw paint over the fence that separates protesters from the others at the building. Gas prices continuing to fall. The latest AAA station survey saying the current average is $4.90 a gallon. That's down 8 cents from a week ago. USA Radio News. Gas prices have dipped slightly over the past few weeks. Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg, the publisher of the Lundberg survey, tells Fox News how much prices have decreased.
There's been a drop in the average pump price for the first time in 9 weeks. This is a 4 cent decline to an average price for a regular grade of $5.05 per gallon. The last time this happened, it was followed by a really big jump at the pump of 86 cents because oil prices bounced back up. I don't think that will occur this time.
Gas prices are still about $1.90 more per gallon than they were a year ago. A huge shipment of baby formula is now on the ground in Texas. A cargo plane carrying 150,000 pounds of baby formula from Germany arrived at Houston's Bush Intercontinental Airport Sunday. That's enough to supply over 1.5 million bottles of formula amid the ongoing shortage. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Megan Dilley joins us now. She's written a book called A Poetic Journey Through PTSD. Megan, thanks for coming on.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Kate.
So tell me about your background and what led you to writing this book.
So I'm actually a physical therapist in New Jersey. I work mainly in outpatient physical therapy, but it's attached to a hospital. And during the heightened part of COVID, obviously it's not over, but during the heightened part in April 2020, a lot of the staff who were, we were not treating that many outpatients, we were redeployed to different areas of the hospital. And unfortunately at that time, I unknowingly got redeployed to the makeshift morgue, which is where the bodies who had died were placed because there was nowhere to put them. And I did that on April 6, 2020. And at the time, I thought I was okay. And then I kind of just didn't know what really hit me. I'm used to seeing a lot and I've been through a lot. And just seeing this and being through this kind of put me in a state of PTSD.
Yeah, wow. So going through that, I mean, you had no idea what hit you. You didn't expect that to happen, right?
No. I mean, at the time, I was supposed to be redeployed somewhere else. And when I got there, they actually were like, oh, do you mind moving the bodies? And I'm kind of like that person that doesn't always know how to say no. And other people were doing it. I felt like I should help out because that time was just so crazy around here. Anyway, we in general didn't really know what had hit us. And I was like, okay, sure. And then I got out there and I was like, whoa. Again, I didn't know what hit me and, you know, finished it, did the day there, drove home and was like, okay, I guess, you know, I'll be okay. It's no big deal. And then just started getting these terrible triggers. And I'm not like an overly emotional person, but I started like crying every day, and I just didn't really know what was going on in my head.
And so that happens to you, and what do you do to combat that?
I mean, initially, like, I kind of told my supervisor, director, and I kept working to kind of put it out of my head, but things weren't getting any better. He had given me the number for a therapist, but I was like, I'm fine, you know, I'll get through this, whatever, it's no big deal. And then things just kept getting worse and worse and worse, and I just didn't know what was going on. I've never experienced anything like this before. And so I called the psychologist, the therapist, who's been great for me, and she just kind of really saved me with everything, because I didn't know what to do, and I didn't know how to help myself at this point. And I was continuing to work, but I was still getting these triggers, and I was seeing things, and I was just, noise was so loud. And just going into like a CVS, I would walk in and I would hear a refrigerator noise, but I didn't get that the connection between why that was a trigger and just hearing that noise. And even though it wasn't what I did that day, just the fact that I was in a refrigerator moving bodies and I heard this noise, it's just that connection is an instant trigger.
Yeah. So for you, and we're going to talk about, obviously, A Poetic Journey Through PTSD, which you can get on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. But did that give you more understanding of people that struggle with PTSD? Because, wow, all of a sudden you get that curveball and you have no idea what's going on and you need help.
Yeah, and it's something, obviously, I think most people are aware of through war veterans who are involved in seeing a lot of death and seeing these horrific things that they deal with, and then they come back from battle and have these symptoms where, you know, you hear a gunshot and it's just that oversensitivity to things, where you hear something that sounds like a bomb and you like duck and cover. And obviously my case is different, but post-traumatic stress disorder is very much a part of healthcare. Firefighters deal with it. Police officers deal with it. Just from seeing trauma over and over again, this happened to be one instant in my case that kind of set it off. But it's definitely common in other professions.
So you write this book, and tell us about this book and why you decided to go on that journey of calling it A Poetic Journey Through PTSD and putting it out there in the world.
So before I became a physical therapist, I was an English major. I have my BA in English, and I would say every time I did have hard times or hardships, I'm kind of very introverted and I wouldn't really talk about it with people. So I would turn to poetry and writing because I didn't get things out. And this was the same case in this instance. The August after everything happened, I mean, I was journaling, but the August after April 2020, I began to start writing poetry. Things just were in my head. I had to get them out in a different way. And that's when the book started. I would write about a poem a month. And, you know, when I got to the end of it, I mean, I had thought about publishing, but not really. It's, you know, I just wanted to get the poems out for me. But I, you know, shared it with a couple people. And they're like, oh, you really should maybe think about publishing this, you know. Getting out for yourself, but also it can help families who don't really understand people who are going through PTSD, and also other people who are dealing with it. Because, like, when you think of the symptoms, I felt a bit crazy. The noise hypersensitivity that I had that I've never experienced before, and panic attacks, and I've never had this in my life. And I have seen things, and I've seen things in the hospital setting. And I've had a lot of physical injuries and things, sports injuries, and dealt with things. But this was just a totally different animal and something I had never experienced before. And when you're going through it, it's really hard to understand yourself what you're going through, but also to have other people understand what you're going through. And that is difficult because you're like, you tell people, but I tell things, I'm like, oh, I'm going through a panic attack, or oh, that noise is really bothering me. But I talk pretty calmly when I say things. So people are like, yeah, right. You know, they don't get how much this can affect people because you don't show it.
Wow, well said. So from the book, do you have a favorite poem or a favorite line from a poem or something that you just remember that you wrote and it really just stuck with you?
I have a poem. I mean, I can start with one because I think it kind of shows the emotions that you feel and the hypersensitivities that I had, especially with noise. So I was going to start with the Beautiful Symphony.
Let's hear it. Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. So the Beautiful Symphony. It starts with a single noise, so slight. A car zooms by. Few hear it. Then another with a single motor that sounds like a drone. Gets louder and louder. More noise chimes in a beautiful symphony. But not to some. It evokes fear, irritation, and the volume can't be turned down. There is no place of solace as you try to press on. It gets worse. It isolates because no one else hears it. But even in isolation, it blares. It pounds in your head. You want to turn it off, slow it down, but can't until you find satisfying noises of peace in nature's path. A bird chirping, a brook calling, which soothes you for at least the moment. With the beautiful symphony of lyrics from another time, where do you find your beautiful symphony?
Wow, that really is truly a gift to anybody who picks up your book and reads it or anybody that reads that poem in general. Well done. And so this was just your feelings. Like you said, you wrote a poem a month.
Yeah, a poem a month, and then I got them all down. I reworked them a little bit, but I kept them pretty close to the original form, pretty raw. Not always the easiest thing to read, but just very realistic to what I was going through, and I'm guessing other people have gone through with PTSD.
Yeah. What do you hope people take away from reading A Poetic Journey Through PTSD?
I hope it will reach an audience of people who maybe suffer from PTSD, to show that, you know, some of the symptoms that they're going through are not abnormal, and other people can relate and deal with that, because that's something I didn't really have when I was diagnosed. And I wish I had had somebody else who could kind of be like, oh, I have similar things, similar symptoms. And then also, obviously, for families of people with PTSD, it kind of gives a little more insight, especially when read or heard out loud, of what someone is going through, because it was very life-changing for me. I felt like a totally different person after this. And like I said, I thought I was fine. And then things just, I'd never experienced this, and I felt like a different person. Like, it just, yeah, I'm definitely doing much, much better. But it's, I think the other thing about it that I wanted to get out there is a lot of times, you know, you have an injury. I did kind of write a poem about this, but you have an injury and, you know, you have therapy and the therapist, you do rehab and it gets better. But PTSD definitely comes in waves, then it gets better. But anytime you add more stress to your life or overdo in some way, it just gets worse and worse and worse, and you can't shut it off.
Wow.
And that's a little different, being more of like a mental illness versus a physical, which I deal with on a daily basis with patients. Just getting that understanding. I'm a pusher by nature, and just being like, you know what? Once I start getting symptoms, I need to back off. Either that other people don't see them. You know,
right.
you need to stop, or else it just escalates and then you can't stop it.
Wow. Incredible. We have just a couple of seconds left. Tell us your website.
My website is www.megandillyauthor.com.
Wonderful. And you can get the book on Amazon, there, Barnes & Noble. Megan, thank you so much.
Oh, I really appreciate it, Kate. Thank you so much for the interview.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We go to Australia for a conversation with Lista Goff. She's written a book that can really go anywhere for anyone, because we're talking about relationships in her book. She's been a therapist for 24 years, and then she had the opportunity to do this book. Thank you so much for coming on, Lista.
Thank you very much for having me.
So the name of the book is Evolving Relationships, The Guide to Communication and Intimacy in Happy, Healthy Relationships. Well, you know, when people hear happy, healthy relationships, boy, I want more of that. That truly is a hashtag, happy, healthy relationships. How do you get a happy, healthy relationship?
Well, that requires communication, respect, trust, and quite a few other little things thrown in there as well.
And I said that, you know, the road to writing this book, I think, is interesting for you. Tell everybody the story about that, because I think it's intriguing. You had the background as a therapist, but you weren't necessarily thinking about writing a book.
No, I wasn't thinking of writing a book at all. I went along to a retreat for therapists, and it was put out there that by the people that were running it, whether anyone was interested in writing a book. And I thought, maybe I'll give it a go. And so they really helped me through the process of how to put the book together. And I'm really quite delighted with the way it turned out.
So as a therapist and pulling this book together and seeing all kinds of relationships, tell us a little bit more about what the book is about.
Okay, so the book is about different types of relationships. So it really applies to, like platonic relationships, your outside-of-the-box kind of relationships. So it applies equally to monogamous relationships, but it also touches on things like non-monogamy, polyamory, relationship anarchy, and also relationships in the LGBT plus spectrum as well.
In the book, you talk about principles. What are some of the principles that get you on that road to a happy, healthy relationship?
Okay, well, in the book, I talk about boundaries. Boundaries are really important in any kind of relationship, whether it's a romantic relationship, sexual relationship, or platonic relationship, and, of course, our family relationships as well. And I also talk about things like personal values and how they align with the other person or the other people in our lives. Communication as well is really, really important. And respect and openness.
And of all the things you said, of course, a lot of them are so difficult, you know, at times. And we all know that even when you try really, really hard. Do you think one is harder than the other?
Probably communication is the hardest. Because we have all of those emotions that come up, sometimes it can be hard to get out the way we're feeling and also talking to the other person without hurting them. So it can be really tricky.
When you wrote the book and as you broke that down and talking about boundaries and communication and whatnot, and you went from A to B to C and all the way through it, what did you come out with at the end? What was your conclusion?
With communication?
Yeah.
My conclusion was that one should never assume what the other person's going through and what the other person's thinking. The other person isn't a mind reader, so you really need to let the other person know what you're going through so that you can find some kind of middle road and navigate that way.
Yeah. We're speaking with Lista Goff. She's written a book, Evolving Relationships, The Guide to Communication and Intimacy in Happy, Healthy Relationships. People are listening to this interview and people have seen your book, certainly. What do you hope people walk away with, anybody of any kind of background? What do you hope they walk away with when they read your book?
I hope that they come away with some practical tips on how to improve their communication and their intimacy in all different types of relationships that they're having.
Will you write another book after this one?
Yes, I will. I'm currently in research at the moment.
And so when you research, I can kind of picture in my mind that you're somewhere where you've got either you're taking lots and lots of notes or you are super techie and you've got a lot of things you're downloading and you're going through it. Is that kind of a fun process?
Yeah, it is, especially because I come across things that I wasn't aware of myself. Even though I'm a therapist, there's still a lot of different ways that people think and behave in the world. So I always find that really fascinating.
Does it feel like to you, especially with this research you're doing for the second book and then what you did for the first book, that people now more than ever are thirsty for better relationships and being understood?
Oh, absolutely, especially after the last couple of years that we've just gone through. I think people are more open to learning more about themselves and about others.
Yeah. And as a therapist, these are some of the things, of course, that you see and you've encountered, I'm sure, across the board. When you run into people, and just as a talk show host, I see this, what do you run into when you run into people that are just stubborn and they think, no, I have all the answers? How do you get them to look at the other side and to be more open to that communication?
You have to tread a little carefully in those sorts of situations, but often I'll ask them how things are working for them. If it's not working, then perhaps they could take a little bit of a look of different perspectives, and it doesn't necessarily mean that they have to accept that that's the way that they want to do it, but they might choose to understand a bit more about how the world around them is behaving and also how they influence others around them. Because really, the only person that we can control or change is ourselves. So that's the focus. My focus as a therapist is on the individual and how they impact others and to see how others are going through things themselves.
And is it tougher? And maybe this doesn't apply because we've already said it, you can't assume really anything. But is it tougher for younger people or people somewhere in the middle of life or older people?
I think it's probably tougher for older people. Although that said, there's probably older people are opening up their ideas of, particularly ones that have been married and they're divorced now, they're open to more sorts of different ways of relating too. So that's a tricky question.
It is a tricky question, right? Because it goes back to what we've been talking about, how all things being equal, nothing is equal.
That's
what you're saying in your book and in certainly the research that you're coming across. Well, I can't wait to see what the new book is like. And, of course, this book, Evolving Relationships, The Guide to Communication and Intimacy and Happy, Healthy Relationships, you can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever good books are sold. Lisa, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Boy, do relationships matter now more than ever. We certainly see that. Great interview. A couple of minutes left in the show. I want to talk about this because this is what I'm getting the feedback from you. Of course, there were protests all weekend long, Roe v. Wade, the overturning of it, the Supremes. There were people applauding it. There were people hissing and booing it. There are states trying to figure out what does that mean for them. There are a lot of questions still hanging in the wind, and mostly that has to do with states. So I think that is absolutely one of the biggest things going at the water cooler, the virtual water cooler, is that conversation. The other part of the conversation, of course, is gas prices. They came down slightly. So the average price is just under $5, although if you live in California, it's $6, baby. I know you're listening to us, KCAA. Thanks for all the emails. It's tough on the West Coast. Speaking of tough, more than 700 flights were canceled on Sunday. I mean, this is just the norm, right? We've got a big holiday weekend coming up, and you can imagine what the 4th of July weekend's going to be like. A lot of people traveling on Thursday, and then others traveling on Friday, and then throughout, I think, the weekend. But anyway, on Sunday, there were a lot of flights canceled again. Delta Airlines is like the worst. They canceled 224 flights on Sunday. United canceled 71 flights, American 66 flights. Delta says they're working through unscheduled absences in work groups, weather, air traffic control constraints, and canceling a flight is always our last resort. We apologize to our customers. But when you're stuck, you're stuck. You are pretty much, you're kind of screwed. And what you have to do, I'm telling you, is double book if you can. Meaning if you can cancel that flight and get that money back, have a backup plan. Because it is so disheartening when you have nowhere to go and you can't rent a car and you're stuck. I don't want to see that happen to anybody in this audience. All right, we're cutting out. Thanks so much to all of you for listening to this version of the show. Make it count. Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.